Our job to try to keep you informed, keep you in the know. You know? So it is. Time for some after a weekend. Monday morning headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Because stuff happens. And here's where you'll hear about it. First of all, over there in D.C., the quote, D.C. takeover, because everything has a fun name over there. That would be the National Guard troops.
Yeah, it's
now,
Billy.
Now the police.
Mm-hmm.
And that is now West Virginia, South Carolina, and Ohio are sending National Guard troops to D.C., which this is tremendous news if you're a National Guardsman who finally get to leave West Virginia, South Carolina, and Ohio. Now, over the weekend, of course, it was, well, Friday, the it was the big old summit.
Dun, 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 dun.
Over there in Alaska between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. We don't know what was said or anything like that, but Putin did say, quote, next time in Moscow.
Okay.
For the next one. So, which they could see from Alaska, of course.
Are we all invited?
You could also see, evidently, one of the weird offshoot stories of this whole thing. You could see very much right there in an Alaskan hotel, papers with the U.S. State Department's insignia and markings and stuff. It was found Friday morning at the business center of an Alaskan hotel and was revealed by various reporting agencies here that had all sorts of contact information and seating charts and schedules of the whole thing.
Fabulous.
Even a menu.
Oh.
There was a multi-paged lunch menu.
I want to know what's on the menu.
And U.S. Department of State did not respond to requests for comment on these documents that were just evidently somebody had printed off and just left it kind of like their local Holiday Inn business center printer that's kind of communal.
I mean, you never know what you're going to find. I mean, take, for example, the Hank FM studio.
My favorite part of this whole thing that was evidently in these documents was the list provided of phonetic pronunciation for of those invited, including Mr. President Putin.
Okay. Putin.
MAGA.
That's how they spelled it.
You're 12 and a half.
I'm probably not allowed in Russia now.
So what have you been doing in your spare time? Exercising?
No.
Enjoying your favorite hobby?
No.
Cleaning? No. Volunteering? Well, the answer is most likely doom scrolling. Someone got down to the nitty-gritty of the distance we actually go on our phones, which is borderline terrifying. New studies show the biggest scrollers in America are in Arizona, 115.4 miles per year. So
wow.
What does that translate to?
Weird.
About 9 hours of screen time every day. The second is Washington.
Golly.
And Kentucky, Missouri, New Mexico, Texas squeaking into the top 10. 95.8 miles. It was about the distance from Fort Worth to Waco.
Man.
I'm Chip and Joanna.
That is a lot of scroll. Of course, the cell phone ban. So the report from the kiddo is that the cell phone ban in schools right now, and she put it this way over the weekend. She's like, some kids are tweaking out. Like, it's major withdrawal throughout the day.
I mean,
they're skipping class to go sit in the bathrooms to go check their social medias.
Parents, it is no... I'm telling you, media addicts go through the same withdrawals as drug addicts. Be careful.
And an unforeseen consequence, and I saw this posted a couple of places, one by a teacher specifically, one but it was doing it on behalf of teachers, and just the schools. So, unforeseen consequences of this whole cell phone ban. So, students and staff in positions like student government or any of the clubs that you have, or if you're a documentarian for the yearbook or something like that, and you don't have your... They're having a problem getting pictures.
I'm sure.
For everything now.
Yeah.
Because that's it. So there is now a very informal drive I saw happening in various different Facebook groups and stuff, asking, does anybody have one of those old digital cameras from back in the day? Because they are very much heavily needed right now. And this is what my kid's backpack consists of currently. She came up with this idea that hey, do you have your old digital camera? Of course, I never get rid of anything.
Of course, you're going to use it.
So I gave her that, which has been a big hit with teachers, too. And do you have your old CD Sony Walkman?
Ooh.
And I do. And even a bigger hit with the teachers there because they actually think that's cool.
So,
and wish they had theirs still.
My daughter said that no devices, period, were allowed. So maybe I need to buy her an Irish flute.
It's supposed to be, if the device is not equipped, and every district's going to have their own tweak on this thing, and that's why it's partly so confusing. But if it doesn't have any access to the internet, which I can guarantee you, Sony did not provide with any sort of Walkman item, any sort of connectivity whatsoever, which is why it still works, by the way. But yeah, check with your local school before you listen to a radio station. Possibly what's happening.
6,000. That's how many new words have been added to the Cambridge Dictionary in 2025.
That's too much.
It really is. Some of the standouts include forever chemicals, broligarchy, green flags, red flags, and then you knew it was coming.
Huh.
All that teen vernacular, skibbity. Which can mean almost anything.
Yeah.
Well, a trad wife, that's a gal that's married and does all the old-fashioned things, the homemaker, if you will.
Mm.
Then there's the work wife, the work spouse, and my personal favorite, mouse jiggler.
Bruh.
That's a remote worker.
I'm afraid. Okay.
All right. Settle down, Jedi.
All right, our next headline is over the weekend. It was the world coming together, which, what a great time to do that on our planet. It was the first ever world humanoid games. 16 countries competed in the World Humanoid Robot Games, of course taking place in China over the weekend. Teams from around the world, including the United States, Germany, Japan, 26 events, including kickboxing, track, soccer, and dance.
Seriously?
And this is what like human-ish size robots, 100% competing against each other.
Mm.
It did not go a whole heck of a lot as planned. There was a robot that fell over while attempting to light the torch for the games. That was the first issue.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
One robot was disqualified from Friday's 1,500-meter race when its head fell off mid-stride.
Oh, dear, that's unfortunate.
A soccer game on Friday featured a mishap. A robot tripped, and several other mechanical players fell on top of it, and they had to get people to dig them out.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, this makes you feel a little better about where we're standing as far as the humanoids taking over. Oh, and the team, the robot team from Russia still tested positive for steroids, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Right there.
And then finally, in Academy Award news, YouTube is making a play to become the host of the Oscars.
Oh.
YouTube. Making a play to host, hopefully for them, the next go-round for the Oscars. And that would change things quite considerably when it comes to it. I mean, if you think about it, it could be...
And the Academy Award for Best Picture.
But first, help YouTube advertisers by answering this question.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.
Pops up.
Hank FM.